The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Isn't that just the best intro in radio? I can say that because I had nothing to do with it. It just appeared one day magically out of thin air. Or I think it had something to do with my engineer, Leroy. Did it? It did, didn't it? You can fess up now.
Yeah, I produced it.
He made it. It developed fully formed from his forehead like Athena from the forehead of Zeus. Beautifully done, sir. Beautifully done. Thank you. This is America First, and that is who we are. And it is the time of week where we remind ourselves of just how crazy it can get.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, you have to be crazy as a minion to understand what's going on in California, but we have an Athena of our own, a warrior princess, demigod in the form of Jennifer Horn. I hope Jennifer Horn's not on the line and listening, because I just want to share with all our listeners, you guys love this lady. Wherever I go, everybody says, oh, and that Jennifer you have on, she is great. Let's get her on the line now. Jennifer, are you there?
I love that. Thank you. That's so
kind. She was listening. Yeah, no, you have lots of fans. Of course, she is a radio pro. She is the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, our cousins, AM 870, The Answer, and basically an all-around good guy. Jennifer, we have fun here when we prepare for this segment, Crazy California segments. And my producer, Jeff, Mr. G, he gets all the great stories. And then we think we're all set to go. And then you send us the really, really crazy stories.
It's the radio topping game. You know, I say, okay, I see you. I see those stories, and I raise you with all of these.
I see you're crazy, and I raise you some absolutely insane, and that's what you have done today. Will you talk to us about a bill in California concerning the sex of prison inmates?
Oh, this is a beauty. This is a new bill in California that will allow prison inmates to not only decide what they want to be called, whether you're going to address them as Mr. Jailbird, Miss Jailbird, Mrs. Jailbird, or Ms. Jailbird, but it would also require the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to actually house them with inmates of the same sex. I literally almost fainted when I read this, because
so a 400-pound bald dude,
yes,
can
say
my name is Jill, and then he gets to go hang out with the women in the women's prison.
So immediately immediately, and I know that El Chapo is in prison in New York City right now, but immediately I think of El Chapo, who was complaining that he wanted to have earplugs because he can't get his beauty rest and he wants to have access to exercise. And I think to myself, if El Chapo wants to become La Guapa or whatever he might change his name to, he decides he wants to be imprisoned with women. Is that now the new law of the land in California, to let violent criminals or sexual predators or whoever into women's prisons?
Has this been signed, or is this still on the drawing board?
This is still a proposal, but from what I hear, and I've got a couple of friends that are in both the Assembly and in the Senate, they say that this is probably going to fail this time around, but that it'll come back again. This was SB 132, and it was in the Appropriations Committee in the Senate. It was introduced by a guy named Scott Weiner, who's from San Francisco. We know all kinds of problems that are going on in San Francisco, from homelessness to all the drug population, the human waste on the street. And this guy is worried about people's desired pronouns and whether or not men should be in with the women. And you know, again, we're a family show. We're a family group of stations, but prisoners also in California have the right to receive certain medications. So it is a possibility in California when this comes around again, and no doubt it will, and no doubt at some point this will become the law of the land in California, that a guy identifying as a woman, as you said, the 400-pound bald guy that wants to be called Jill, is going to go to the women's prison and could be, for medical reasons, given Viagra as part of his prescriptions that he needs to receive from the state. And they're even talking about gender reassignment surgery that California taxpayers would pay for as well.
So let me just share with you what I heard on a podcast yesterday. There's a great podcast called Brendan O'Neill's podcast. It's out of the UK. The guy is actually originally a pretty hardcore leftist, but I guess he's seen the light. So I need to verify this, but he said that in the UK, not only are you allowed to change your sex just by deciding. You just say, you know, I am Jill today, therefore, and your documents are changed, your passport, your driver's license. Listen to this, Jen. They now will change your birth certificate.
Wow.
So you've been a guy for 48 years, and then you say, I'm a girl, and they go into the federal records and say you were born female. That is George Orwell. Because what you have done is, it's not the choice of the person's identity. You falsified history. That person was born on that date, that sex. But now you're letting identity politics change reality.
But this is what the left does. This is what the progressive left does, I think, in all walks of life. It kind of, you know, in a strange way, you can correlate it to changing the history books, taking out pieces of history that we think are unattractive or unappealing, taking down statues. If you think you're a boy, you can change biology at this point. And not to scare you, again, not to play the radio topper game, but in California, people are allowed to change their driver's license now. You can declare yourself to be whatever sex you'd like, and you can even choose non-binary if you just want to leave it open. If you have a whim and you decide maybe on a Friday you might want to make that switch. And parents, even I have friends who are having babies now, and a lot of friends of mine are saying one of the offerings when you fill out the birth certificate is to let the kids pick the sex when they turn a certain age. So a lot of these far left wacko parents are saying, well, we'll let little Pat decide if Pat wants to be a boy or a girl when he or she is old enough to decide that.
And
how crazy
what,
is that?
And what age is that? Is it 6? Is it 12 when your hormones are raging and you don't know who you are? I mean, this is the scary thing, is that you're seeing these decisions being quote-unquote facilitated at ages where the child has no idea what they're doing. And when you look at the resumption of life afterwards, when you look at people who've actually taken the decision, for example, to undergo surgery, okay, you're never going to change sex, okay? You're basically, you know, you're cutting up a body to make
you can
it look
the accessories, right?
But it's not really, okay? And then what do you find out? The incidence of these people who've had the surgery, the incidence of suicide, literally skyrockets. And now it's you want to push this down to a lower and lower age where the individual has no psychological defense against what will happen to them when they say, oh my gosh, what did I just do to my body 2 years later, 3 years later? It is the equivalent of child abuse as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. And, you know, it is such a, this is going to be such a problem on our culture. We exist as a society because of laws that organize us and certain rules of biology and science that organize us. And we are biologically men or women. There is really no in between. And this isn't about sexuality. This isn't about sexual preference or, you know, if people are born to appreciate same sex, whatever it is, this isn't about that. It's about being biology deniers. And it is causing so much confusion, I think. And we're seeing it in the schools, you know, as early as kindergarten in California schools, kids are given a list of 12 pronouns and they can choose to identify with whatever seems right to them.
Or at the local library with the drag queen classes. But I like this. Biology, biology deniers. Let's use that label. Science and biology deniers. We are talking about heavy, heavy stuff with Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. She is the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Jen. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the fact you probably never use your timeshare and you have to keep paying those annual fees. My friends at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Their process is quick and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned by my friends Brian and Karen, and they will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. They have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give my friends a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-310-2646 or online at lonestartransfer.com. That's 844-310-2646 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass, everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
When you're in a wildfire, or a wildfire threatens, you'd hope that you aren't being undermined by those who have, quote-unquote, power over you. But that doesn't seem to be the case in California. We are continuing our crazy California update with Jennifer Horn. Follow her at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, what is this outrageous story?
Well, it's very hot in California. We had an unseasonably cool winter and spring, and it went from being really beautiful, 60 degrees, which is cold for the wimps in Los Angeles, like me, and it went from being 60 and 70 degrees to being literally 102 yesterday. It's 95 degrees today. It's been hot, and it's been hot all throughout the state, even up into Northern California. And in some of the areas where PG&E is the power company, they're the ones that were to blame for some of the biggest fires that we had in California last year. Instead of taking care of their infrastructure and making sure that their power lines are secure and making sure that they were clearing brush in areas where there were power lines, well, they came up with a beauty of an idea. They said when it gets the hottest, when the fire danger is at its peak, when it's 110 degrees outside, like it was this last weekend in some parts of Napa, we're just going to cut the power so that we don't risk fire, because they just trust their power grid so much. They distrust their infrastructure so much that they're almost sure that it's going to spark. So they're leaving Californians without air conditioning, without power, literally sweltering and in the dark, because they can't guarantee that they can actually do the job that they were brought into people's homes to do, and that's provide power and electricity for California.
And, of course, they're giving the customers who are paying for electricity lots of notice and alternative means to cool themselves, right?
And a discount, right? You're so right. Funny. No, absolutely not. No notice, no discount for sure. They just are shutting down the power, and they're staying out for long periods of time. And when we have the power, what caused these fires to begin with is a couple of issues. Number one, the infrastructure from PG&E is failing and it's old.
Right.
And PG&E took a calculated risk when Jerry Brown was governor, because he handed them a gift. And he said, you can either clean up and strengthen your power grid, or you will cap, basically, will cap the amount of money that you'd have to pay if, for instance, there was a tragedy. So PG&E said, well, it's cheaper for us to just pay claims, since we have a cap on that because of Jerry Brown,
instead
of actually spending the money to strengthen our infrastructure. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is that you have a lot of environmentalists running crazy throughout this state that do not want people to go in and clear brush from some of the most deadly areas in California.
Which some people have said is the real issue.
And that is really part of it. First of all, you want a power line that's not going to fall over when a gust of wind comes along. So PG&E does own some of this.
Right.
But a lot of these environmentalists are making the problem worse because they're not allowing certain pieces of equipment to come in and do mass brush clearings because they don't want to trample certain things. Like in our area, it's the spine flower. They want to protect the elusive spine flower in Southern California so we can't clear brush.
People can burn, but little flowers have to be saved, right?
Right. Babies we can send off, you know, that's no big deal. But when it comes to the spine flower, all hands on deck to protect these. So, yeah, this is what has become a pretty complex problem for California because now people have no choice when it comes to power sources. You're stuck. When you're in an area, you have one choice. And they really have a monopoly, and they're killing people's ability to cool down their homes when it's 110 degrees outside.
Unbelievable. But there is some good news in the fourth story that you sent our team here at America First, Jen. At least you've told me what business I need to get into next. And it's the manufacturing and sale of ammunition in California, no?
Well, only until July 1st.
And oh. So what's going on here?
Well, there is a rush on ammunition sales. I actually talked to my friend who runs Bullseye Guns and Ammo in Riverside, California. I talked to him today, and he said that he's been overwhelmed with people coming in and buying ammunition because our gun laws are changing on July 1st. If you remember back to 2015, December, there was a terrorist attack at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino.
Yes.
And, of course, actually, today is the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub attack. After those two events in California, the anti-gun crowd used those to really manipulate voters into voting on a proposition, actually six different measures, that would limit people's access to ammunition because, you know, Seb, that terrorists only follow, you know, they follow
they,
all the
they only
laws.
Go to the gun store for their ammunition. They only
That's
go
right.
through the background checks. They've never stolen the weapons. They've never smuggled them into America. They're always law-abiding until the day that they slaughter 13 of their fellow co-workers.
That's right, with a bad pressure cooker bomb, right? But otherwise, they're always legally attaining this ammunition. So Proposition 63 will now go into effect. It was voted on back in 2016. It'll go into effect on July 1st. And what that means for California is when you buy ammunition, now you will have to be part of a background check. They'll be registering you. So now the government will be totally aware of every bullet, every piece of ammunition that I buy in California. And at the point of sale, they're going to require a background check every time you buy ammunition.
So now there must be a crush, yes?
Well, and this costs a dollar, by the way, every time you go through the background check. So it's a dollar. And if you fail at the point of sale, and I'm sure many people will, you have to pay an additional 19, so you're paying 20 bucks every time you're buying ammunition so that you can get a deeper dive into your background check to see if you're cleared or not to buy ammunition.
And I'm sure I know the terrorists are going to pay both of those fees, aren't they?
That's right. That's
they'll
exactly
stay
right.
there. No, they'll say, oh, here's my dollar. And then when they fail, they say, oh, hang on. Here's my $19. And they're going to wait there, right?
Exactly right. It's a $20 tax on anybody who buys ammunition. And it's every time. So if I buy a box of bullets for my 45 on July 1st, and then I come back in September, it's going to be a dollar or 20, depending on whether or not you pass that background check. And no one's saying where that money is going. This is not going to do anything to stop any crime. This would have not stopped the San Bernardino terrorist attack.
No, of course not.
This wouldn't have stopped the Pulse nightclub attack, and it certainly isn't going to stop all of the shootings that are happening in California right now.
But at least we know one thing.
What's that?
Jennifer Horn has very good taste in ammunition. 45 caliber.
That's my favorite big
round. That is a manly round. It puts your man down.
I don't want a sissy gun. You know, they said, try a 22. I said, give me the 45.
It's almost as good. 45 is almost as good as my favorite 10 millimeter. But
there you go.
We'll have fun at the range next time I'm in California. You've been listening to Jennifer Horn. Follow her now at Jennifer Horn. It's very simple, at Jennifer Horn. She's the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590 and AM 870. All-round great utility player, warrior princess for freedom at crntalk.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Say hello to Brian for me, Jen. Our number here is 855-33-GORKA. That is 855 7456752. Streaming as we speak, audio and video at sebgorka.com. We are also on iTunes free podcast. Just look for America First on your iTunes podcast app. Also, YouTube. Look for my name. Our best segments and interviews on YouTube.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The White House asserts executive privilege in the census battle with Congress. Consumer prices edge up slightly. General Motors upgrading its pickup plant in Flint, Michigan. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
President Trump today asserting executive privilege over the documents that Congress has subpoenaed. Those documents relate to a question about citizenship in the 2020 census. The White House has already turned over to Congress 17,000 pages of documents, and the Commerce Secretary has testified for almost 7 hours about the census. Lower costs for electricity, gasoline, and used cars keeping the increase in consumer prices down last month just 0.1%. The Labor Department reports inflation remains well in check. On Wall Street, stocks closing lower. The Dow Jones Industrials down 43 points. The Nasdaq down 30. The S&P lost 6. General Motors spending $150 million to boost production of heavy-duty pickup trucks at its Flint, Michigan assembly plant. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
It is glaringly apparent that many who support the president administration are either racist, steeped in religious beliefs, ignorant, or as my mother used to say, just plain dumb.
That is Democrat Representative for Ohio, Marsha Fudge. I'm sure you know a lot about her. I don't think I've ever heard of her. But she just called, if you voted for President Trump, you are a racist, you are ignorant, or just plain dumb. I guess they didn't learn from what happened when Hillary used the basket of deplorables, homophobe, Islamophobe statement that in part lost her the election, but that's who they are. Let's go to the Chris Matthews Show, John Brennan, with another outrageous statement about the President of the United States. Cut three.
You think he would call the CIA, the agency, and say, call off the agents, call off any recruitment of agents so he can protect his friend, the North Korean dictator? Would he actually do that?
Well, I wouldn't put it past him to try to prevent the intelligence agency from understanding what might be happening if he felt that that was going to be harmful to his policy or personal interests or objectives. And that's why I'm very concerned about the upcoming presidential election. It's clear that the Russians interfered to help Mr. Trump in 2016. Is Mr. Trump turning a blind eye to that because he doesn't mind if the Russians involve themselves again to try to enhance his prospects for re-election?
It's a remarkable feat to be able to lie that many times in one short soundbite. This is a man who just said the Russians interfered in our election to help Donald Trump. A lie. It is a lie. The Russians interfered to sow dissension pro-Trump and pro-Clinton. Remember, a Russian information operation on Facebook was used to organize an anti-Trump rally in New York, which Michael Moore attended. You can see the video of him at that Russian-organized event. And then going on to say that Donald Trump is going to go easy on North Korea. This from the man who was central, who was key, who was at the center of the illegal surveillance against U.S. citizens associated with the Trump campaign. The same man, John Brennan, who rose to director of the CIA under Obama, who 4 years before he joined the CIA, voted for the Communist Party of America. They have no limits. They have absolutely no morals at all. But let's listen to somebody who does, to a person who knows what she is doing, another true warrior for freedom and truth, Candace Owens, who was on Fox last night debating, I'm surprised he agreed to this, Cornel West on the issue of socialism and how it affects the black community. Cut to.
Welfare again now was not socialist. It was an attempt to intervene given the failure of capitalism to provide jobs of a living wage for people.
It was a socialist, doctor, come on.
That's not socialist.
100 years after slavery, the black community was doing better. We were going up, up, up. Then suddenly they socialized our community via welfare policies and the black community started going down, down, down. And you're sitting here supporting a candidate that is advocating for making that on a larger scale. He's saying, we're not just going to do it to the black community, we're going to do it to every community in America.
Well,
you know his policies do not work. You know that socialism has led to more deaths than anything else in the last 100 years.
That is simply the truth. What has happened to the black community in America, the idea of the great society, the dependency created by welfare, what has it resulted in? It's resulted in tragedy across the nation, and that is a socialist program. If you look at the figures now, for plummeting unemployment, if you look at the millions and millions who have come off food stamps, come off welfare in just the last 2.5 years, that in itself is an indictment of the, it's really socialism under a cloak of charity. That's what the welfare state has created. And it is, of course, the mediocrity, the racism of low expectations institutionalized within the welfare state. Yeah. Brava. Brava, Candace Owens. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, the natural supplement that attacks pain at source. If you, any of you out there, suffer from daily aches and pains like I did, do what I decided to do. January 1st, we launched this show. Relief Factor wanted to endorse us. I said, I don't endorse anybody unless I believe in that product and it's real. I took their three-week quick starter pack for 2 weeks. My lower back pain issue disappeared in 2 weeks and has never come back. I take one sachet in the morning, one at night. It gives me a burst of energy, but also the ingredients, resveratrol, curcumin, the omega-3 fish oils, are proven supplements that ease inflammation and pain at source. Tens of thousands of you are in the same situation as me. We have gained relief. My colleagues, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, are also fully behind this product because Seth and Pete Green, Seth and Pete Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor, have done something truly remarkable, and it is helping so many Americans. You should be one of them. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Check out the testimonials from across the country. Order your three-week quick starter pack. Join those who are being liberated from their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can also reach us at our website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com. Back in a moment.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills. Stop replacing your worn-out grill every couple of years. Buy a Solaire grill that is built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant-quality food in your own backyard. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster. Learn more about these amazing American grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire grills at BestHotGrill.com.
When people talk about being organic or fair trade certified, what does that really mean? At Boll & Branch, that means not just the highest quality materials, but that you're helping positively impact thousands of farmers and factory workers all around the world. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. Boll & Branch cotton is 100% rain-fed and non-toxic, free of pesticides, chemicals, and other artificial substances that you don't want touching your skin. Which means they're not only safer for you and your family, they're also safer for everyone involved in making them. Plus, you get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free. And right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
We usually reserve Friday for discussion of the Second Amendment. However, we have a target of opportunity. We have John Lott in studio because he's going to be joining me in just a few minutes, just down the way at Eric Bolling's studio for his weekly This America program. And we're so glad to have you in studio. Follow him on Twitter at John R. Lott, two T's, Jr. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of The War on Guns, and you have just compiled an extensive report on what the last 18 or 19 years of school shootings?
Right. We looked at all the school shootings in the United States for 19 years from 2000 through 2018. And there are basically a couple questions we want to answer. One thing that most people don't realize is that there are 20 states now that to varying degrees have teachers currently carrying guns.
I didn't know that when you told me that. 20 states
right.
that to a varying degree have teachers who have concealed carry.
Right. So like you have some states like Utah and New Hampshire and Rhode Island up until last fall that if you have a concealed carry permit, then you can automatically just carry it if you're a teacher.
Wow.
There are other states where you have either the school superintendent or the school board has to make a decision, but you have places like Texas where as of last December you had over 300 school districts. Ohio, Oklahoma have over 200 school districts each that have teachers actually carrying guns in the classroom.
Okay, so this is surprising news in and of itself, but there's an even more important conclusion. What did your report find with regards to these schools where teachers can and do carry concealed weapons and the occurrence of school shootings?
Right. There are two questions you can answer. One is there are lots of fears that people bring up about what might happen, you know, will students accidentally get a hold of the gun or will right. the teacher accidentally shoot somebody or be there some other mishap? And those just don't happen. There's not one case where a student's gotten a hold of a gun. There's not one case where a teacher's accidentally shot somebody that's there. And what you find is that with regard to the issue of deterrence, there's no school attacks, no shootings where anybody's been injured or killed or even an attack when a teacher's been present with a gun in any of these
schools. So hang on. This is remarkable. Not one accidental incident, not one negative incident from those who are there innocently, and then not one school shooting in any
right.
of these schools.
Yeah, well, there's been a couple school shootings at like 2 a.m. in the morning or something like that.
Which is irrelevant to the
because
functioning
no teachers
of the school.
Are there. Right. But if you look at any time that a teacher is around
and the students are there.
Then there have been no attacks.
Okay, this is massively important. Where can our viewers, our listeners, find this report?
Well, it's on our website at crimeresearch.org.
Crimeresearch.org. We are talking to John Lott. Follow him on Twitter, John R. Lott Jr. And then let's quickly talk about what are the most important things the media are not telling Americans about the recent shooting in Virginia?
Well, it's the same things they don't tell about all these school shootings, or all these mass shootings, and that is we've had yet another mass public shooting at a place where victims were banned from having guns for protection. You know, these killers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They go to places where they can kill as many people.
Where they know they are safe.
Yeah, and they know that nobody's going to be there to stop them for a while. And the media just refuses to mention this in the story. So here you have, in theory, civilians are allowed to carry in municipal buildings in Virginia, but the Virginia Beach Municipal Complex had many buildings. The Operation Building 2, where it occurred, was a building really you only have employees in. It had the mail room, the IT department, different engineering groups that were there. And beyond that, the killer used his key card to go into an employee-only area where he did the shooting. So even if there had somehow been a stray civilian in the building, he wouldn't have been able to get into the employee-only area. And in fact, using his key card and going into the employee-only area of the building made it delayed the police being able to go and get him because they didn't have the key card to get in there. But, you know, the other thing that's amazing that's come out is that one of the employees there, at least, a woman named Katie Nixon, who had a concealed carry permit, had become concerned about this killer's behavior.
So she knew that there was something hinky with this guy.
Right, and apparently she had told other employees about this, and she had had a conversation with her husband and other family members about whether she should take her concealed handgun in with her to work, though it was against the rules and she could get fired. And she finally decided the morning of the attack not to take her gun in with her there because she didn't want to break the rules that were there.
And this has been reported widely in the media, right, John Locke?
Oh, all over the media. I mean, it's just in the, like most of these things, it just gets reported in the very local media where the attack occurred. You know, but I've tried to get national media interested in the story, and they just won't bite on this thing. And it's, and time after time, over the years, where there's been another of these mass public shootings in places where people aren't allowed to have guns, you know, I go and I talk to editors, and they'll say, well, you know, you have to get it to us within the news cycle, within hours after the attack, so we'll cover it. And I say, okay, and I give it to them, and then they say, well, it would be political for us to put it in. And
the facts would be political.
Right. Well, I mean, they put in all sorts of other things, like what type of gun was used, or even how the person obtained a gun, and they're frequently wrong on those things. But here is something that's relatively easy to determine, and they can determine it quickly, and yet you look in vain to find news articles that mention that they've had another attack. My guess is the entire gun control debate would be dramatically different if even once in a while the media would mention we've had yet another mass public shooting in a place where the victims were banned from having guns, and also once in a while would mention literally dozens of cases where mass public shootings have been stopped by people with concealed carry permits.
Good guys with a gun. We've got 30 seconds left. We're talking to John R. Lott Jr. Follow him on Twitter, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. What is your message to listeners? We're across the nation from Los Angeles to New York. What is your lesson? What is your message with regards to these events to our listeners, John Lott?
Well, it's how quickly you can get somebody there with a gun is important for stopping these attacks. And police
and,
are...
And if somebody is there already with a gun, lives could be saved.
Exactly. And police are important. But police know themselves. They virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred.
The address for that report?
CrimeResearch.org.
CrimeResearch.org. Get to the facts. Spread the word. That's why we're here on America First. We've been talking to John Lott. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment. Don't touch that dial.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A-plus with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life.
Welcome back, friends. If you think you may miss anything from the broader Salem family, do yourself a favor. Go to townhallreview.com. All of the best interviews from my colleagues and the broader Salem family, which includes PJ Media and Town Hall, is there for you. Subscribe free. Townhallreview.com. Let's get one more call in. We can do it. We can do it. Line two, James in California. Welcome to America First.
Yes, I'd like to endorse Jennifer Horn as the next California state governor.
I second that motion, James. I second that motion.
And then, Dr. Gork, I've been with you since the start of your show, January. And then you and Larry Elder, that's my whole afternoon right there that I listen to, both of you.
Good. How does my speed is not quite as fast as Larry's. Larry has a special skill, doesn't he?
He does. Counselor Elder, matter of fact, make him Attorney General, Jennifer, once you become governor.
Now you're cooking with gas. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Very kind. Let's squeeze in one more. Let's go to David in New Jersey. Welcome to America First.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Gorka. I wanted to say as quickly as possible that as a Ted Cruz supporter originally, I was flat out wrong to all you guys that were Donald Trump supporters originally. Minus everyone's favorite gun grabber, Chris Christie. I want to say thank you guys for supporting Donald Trump. And I want to ask, in all seriousness, does this mean that when people are purchasing firearms now, that they can suddenly choose what they identify as? I think the Republicans will be forced to do more than offer lip service if the Democrats are going to suddenly say, oh, we can appear to be pro-Second Amendment if we don't object when people choose the gender they want when they're purchasing a firearm. Go figure.
This is a very, very interesting concept, how we would use the politics, the identity politics of the left against them. I like the way you think, David. I like the way you
think.
Thank
you. I appreciate what your family went through during the Cold War. I don't say this lightly, that New Jersey, I consider it to be the people's republic thereof.
Yeah, New Jersey, that's a tough place to be a conservative, but thank you for calling. And thank you for being a loyal listener. Spread the word. We are getting the ratings for this show, which is less than 6 months old, and man, it is a very, very exciting story. Everybody out there, don't give up. Be a happy warrior. Remember the lesson we've got from Ronald Reagan in front of us. We never give up. We never give in, because the stakes are the ultimate stakes. It is the future of our republic and the freedoms upon which it was built by our founding fathers. If you want more, check out my book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. If you really need to get some more, I'll be on at 7 p.m. Eastern with my friend Eric Bowling. His new show is crushing all TV shows. It is called This Week in America. Oh, no. America This Week on the Sinclair Broadcast Network, broadcast live tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern at WJLA.com. WJLA.com. Watch your back. Stay safe. Back tomorrow.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.